we looked very vulnerable. You know, I was expecting the three experienced centre halves to communicate and fill space and fill gaps, but we just looked, you know, after 20 minutes, we just looked open to every forward pass. And, you know, Lyle Taylor completely dominated us, you know, as a lone striker. So, you know, we went to a flat back four. And, you know, we still looked quite open.
Greg Lee coming off, what was the thinking on that one?
He didn't commit to defending or attacking. So, you know, we successfully done it a few years ago with Danny May on the left-hand side as a left wing back, but just going all out attack to try and, you know, get down the outside. And I thought he influenced the game at that point, but, you know, we just chasing a game that had already gone then.
The worst thing now, you got all the way back and then all the way back again on Saturday.
Yeah, you know, we'll the boys will be in tomorrow. We'll definitely watch this video again, and you know, and then get the boys prepared for another encounter, you know, psychologically. You know, Wimbledon, knowing that they're going to face us on Saturday, they'll have a massive psychological advantage. Forget the physical advantage of travelling. Psychologically, they'll be in a very good place after you know, Wimbledon's victory. And that's something that we've got to discuss over the next 2 days of how we you know, build that resilience into them before Saturday's game.
Any chance of anybody coming back before the weekend?
No.
The chairman made a long statement before the game in support of you, David, and that must alleviate a little bit of the pressure that's been building from some people outside the club.
Yeah, you know, I think the chairman understands the work we're trying to do. He's a chairman that works from Carrington. He's there every day. He sees what we're trying to implement. You know, but we've got to, you know, address this fast and make some, you know, make some real solid results now, and make sure that we come out of this losing streak, because it's not acceptable. You know, and I'm the manager of the football club. It's really important that, you know, we don't go into further decline, and make sure that we rally this group of players and the squad of players, and you know, we get back on the winning ways. And you know, the chairman's support, you know, was sort of an event of over the last 3 years. But you know, we've got to now look to the future and make sure that we start building some results and make sure we build some more resilience in this team, because you know, we're conceding too many goals, and we look wide open at times.
You're a very proud man, I know that, and I know that you'll believe that hard work can get round this situation that you're in at the moment. But without fit defenders, that's going to be difficult, isn't it? Because you've got so many injury problems.
Yeah, you know, but again, I've got to find a system and a way to play to negate the number of chances teams are creating on us. And you know, there was some decent play from Wimbledon tonight, you know, but two or three balls, just long balls that we just didn't deal with, cheesy, you know. So again, we're going to strip this back and really focus on Saturday's game, and you know, but we've got to get back to making sure that we're more resilient.
In the short term, are you tempted to just try to keep clean sheets and not worry too much, because your side is very good going forward, but put more emphasis on just keeping goals out?
It's a difficult balance, and it's one we've not got right for at least 6 weeks now. You know, we've tried to press teams, and we did it. You know, and the failing of tonight has been 2 weeks ago when we didn't put them to the sword and finish Wimbledon off. You know, we had a fantastic opportunity to do it, and we was. First half, you know, it was probably the best we'd played, and we was on the front foot. You know, but they had a real energy tonight, Wimbledon, and just put us to the sword. So, you know, the failings is like I said 2 weeks ago for me. And you know, we've got to find a way to make this group of players win football matches, and that's my job, and it's my coaching staff jobs to do that. And I do believe, you know, we'll get back to work tomorrow, and we'll make a right good fist of it.
Tom Walker's okay, is he, or as okay as he can be, given that he's had this big impact?
I think so. You know, we've sort of left him with the medical people. They don't want too many people round. I think the medical staff here jumped all over it. The physio, you know, got control of it, and the medical staff at Wimbledon's were fantastic. So, you know, we'll know more probably when things settle down with that one.
Your message to the Bury fans tonight is?
I'm hurting. I know they're hurting. I understand that. And that hurt just makes me even more determined to put it right for them. I've had a good affinity as a player and as a manager, and I want to put it right for them. And, you know, that out of that hurt, I'm hoping will come some real fight. Sometimes when you're down to your lowest point, the only way is up, and the only way is to fight. And I've got to instill that in my football team and make sure that, you know, we're fighting for the fans, because, you know, like I said, it's a long journey down here and it costs a lot of money to get down here. And we're all hurting.